89% of business leaders say AI is a top priority. But with AI tools popping up everywhere, how do you separate the helpful from the hype? The right choice is crucial, which is why teams at one-third of Fortune 500 companies use Grammarly. With over 15 years of experience building responsible, secure AI, Grammarly isn't just another AI communication assistant. It's how companies like yours increase productivity while keeping data protected and private. Designed to fit the needs of business, Grammarly is backed by a user-first privacy policy and industry-leading security credentials. This means you won't have to worry about the safety of your company information. Grammarly also emphasizes responsible AI, so your company can avoid harmful bias. See why 70,000 teams and 30 million people trust Grammarly at grammarly.com/enterprise. That's grammarly.com/enterprise. Grammarly, enterprise-ready AI.
If you're running a retail business, don't let disorganized order fulfillment cause chaos. Use ShipStation instead. From running a business out of your garage to multiple warehouses, ShipStation is ideal for every phase of your growth. Save time with one login for all your stores and by automating tasks. Plus, you'll get the best shipping rates from global carriers. Calm the chaos with the shipping software that delivers. Start a free trial at ShipStation.com/audio. That's ShipStation.com/audio.
Finishing off here on the second guest show, Mike Dettay along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Bob, you and I didn't get to talk about it, but LSU's win over Baylor in the Texas Bowl. Yep. The one big shocker out of that, how well LSU's offensive line played. Man, they held up, and if you watch what Aranda did, he was sending extra people. LSU's offensive line were picking it up.
They did a solid job protecting. They also blocked. They rushed for 100-plus yards. No, Mike, I was surprised that occurred. But, you know, explosive plays, and when you look at what occurred, LSU has now scored, kickoff touchdowns in back-to-back games. When you think about that, and...
Okay, how long it was, and then broke Eric Martin's record. Eric Martin, he could not run you.
He ran back kickoff in the early 80s, I just show you. So all of a sudden, LSU now scored a kickoff touchdown in back-to-back games and often interceptions in two of their last three bowl games. So, Mike, the odds are they're playing in a bowl game, they're going to get a pick six. So you're looking at LSU in the 2023 Citrus Bowl win over Purdue. Quad Wilson ran 99-yard pickoff. So, the one thing LSU fans have a problem with, though, I guess, is the youngsters you got to deal with. In that wearing alternate uniforms in 7 of 13 games, I think that number needs to change. I think we want to see more of the traditional LSU uniforms. I don't even say go. I got to know.
Look like school bus yellow.
Yeah,
sometimes.
The yellow helmets, the white jersey, the yellow pants. I don't know. Not all the white helmets. T-Bob has one of those white helmets. I think he might have been the first time they wore that. They played Tulane in the Superdome.
Might have been.
And he had a white helmet. I think Matt Forte.
Had a great game.
Was playing for Tulane, then for Slidell, with the Bears. And that game, they had those damn white helmets.
Okay, Coach O signed me a helmet, and I had him to sign the white one. And he was like, Mike, what the hell's wrong? You didn't give me the right color. I said, no, it looks better on the white. The signature. I'm not worried about how it looks. Yeah. But here's the first thing he threw it out at me.
But Mike, looking at who's available on that pick six by what's his name, Keys?
He played a hell of a game.
Yeah, looking at that, Xavion Thomas and you look.
Man, how about Trades?
Yeah,
you can't miss him. I mean, he's a 6'7" guy. Now, he's going to be more of the flex tight end in 2025. But, man, he gives you a big target to not overthrow.
And Mike, you know why? I don't know if LSU is going to be Clemson. I know Coach Kelly wants to be Clemson to kick off the season next year.
I don't know about that.
I'll tell you, it could be with four straight seasons. LSU to win the opening game. They're playing at Clemson.
Clemson got a lot of people coming back.
But I can tell you, Nussmeier, a Heisman candidate.
Oh, no question.
There's a lot of fans like, Bobby, I'm telling you, Nussmeier is a Heisman Trophy candidate right now. He's in the top five. He can spin it. No, no. Well, you know, we get kind of spoiled now. All of a sudden, when it says Billy Cannon.
Okay, we got Joe Burrow and Jay Daniels.
No, you think about in the short time span, even to be in that conversation, Heisman candidates, Mike.
That's some big moccasins
There's a lot of pressure on Nussmeier with that, but he is that good.
Man, and he's cool in the pocket. We saw a couple times during the season.
He always has a freak out interception. Like, you know, and then Coach Kelly gives him the business, and some fans can't handle that. And then he's a coach's son. He can take that.
Man, he got a thick hide on him. Yes. He's used to it. Yeah. It's when they called him, you know, he was sort of barking kind of loud, and he got the penalty, not the defensive lineman. He went ballistic. Yeah. And he's trying to explain to Kelly, and, you know, that time, he just best stay away from Coach Kelly at that point. But I was really impressed when you look at, you got to win up front, offensive and defensive lines. That'll be what you watch for in the spring. But, man, the skill people, when you're talking about Chris Hilton returning and Trey Desbrey.
And he's gotten better.
Oh, he's gotten much better.
He's adjusted to the ball and catching it.
Aaron Anderson.
And you don't have to have Coach Kelly telling him you're uncoachable and stuff like that. Because he can run, right, Mike?
Yeah. Oh, can he run?
Just catch it. The ball, go up and catch the ball.
That's his greatest asset, his ability to pull away from people.
Right.
And you can see it out in the flat. Man, that corner got an angle on him, and he still outruns him.
Separation.
That goes to show you what type of speed you're talking about. And Caden Durham, all year long, has played with that plate in his foot, that built-in sort of foot. Man, that guy's a tough, tough guy running between the tackles. And he'll physically get stronger. I think that's the big part with him. I think a lot of people question even Coach Kelly early on. Why ain't he playing more? I think even maybe Coach Kelly, I don't know if he'll hold up.
Right.
He's not a real big guy.
But to me, the key was the LSU offensive line, how they pass protected and they blocked for over 100 yards. I mean, I did not think that would happen.
But it goes to show you how the game has changed. Dave Aranda, he's got an offensive-oriented team, and he's a defensive-oriented coach. And, man, their defense is lousy. I mean, it is not very good.